You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Let me say something that might challenge how you think about content. A lot of creators are busy. Very few are building something that lasts. Hosting every day feels productive, getting likes feels validating, and going viral feels like momentum. But visibility is not infrastructure. If Instagram disappeared tomorrow, what would you actually own? That's the real question. And this episode is for creators who are serious about building something bigger than a moment. The old model is dead. There was a time when your follower count determined your reach. If you had 500 followers, maybe 50 people saw your content. If you had 5,000 followers, maybe 500 people saw your content. Reach was gated by audience size. That world is gone. Today, a creator with 300 followers can reach 100,000 people if the content resonates. Algorithms now distribute based on engagement, watch time, retention, and topic relevance. That means something important. You don't need a large following to reach a large audience. You need clarity, you need consistency, you need content that connects. This is one of the greatest opportunities in media history. But most creators are still thinking like it's 2015. The four levels of creators. Let me give you a framework. Level one is the poster. They post consistently, but there is no strategy, no clear direction, no funnel, no offer, just activity. Level two is the personality. They build attention, people like them, they may even grow quickly, but they are still platform dependent. If the algorithm shifts, so does their visibility. Level three is the builder. They have an email list, a community, a product, some recurring revenue, and they're thinking beyond the feed. Level four is the ecosystem architect. They own platforms, they build systems, they create IP, they design community roles. They build assets that compound over time. The goal is not to go viral. The goal is to move up levels. And the first shift starts with understanding this. Content is not the product. Content is the engine. The creator trap. Here's the trap. Creators confuse motion with momentum. They produce, they edit, they post, they respond, they chase trends. They celebrate views, but they never stop to ask, what is the content building toward? Are you building an email list, a membership, a curriculum, a directory, a media network, a brand asset that lives beyond social media? Or are you just filling timelines? Because here's the truth, attention without infrastructure is temporary. The power of consistency. Now let's talk about consistency. Consistency is not about pleasing the algorithm. Consistency is about developing your voice. It keeps you in the public eye. It helps your audience recognize your patterns. It allows you to experiment and refine your style. When you show up repeatedly, you begin to see what works. You discover your cadence, your angles, your hooks, your natural strengths. Consistency builds skill. And skill compounds faster than followers. So even if your following is small, your consistency keeps you in circulation, and circulation increases opportunity. One strong piece of content can travel far beyond your follower count, but you only get that one strong piece if you keep producing. Monetization should inform creation. Here's another shift most creators need to make. Monetization should not come after growth. It should inform the direction of growth. You don't need millions of followers to generate revenue. We know that from experience through Vegans Explore and SoFlow Vegans. You need clarity of audience, clarity of problem, and clarity of transformation. If 100 people trust you deeply, that's powerful. The question is not how many people follow you. The question is how many people see you as necessary. From creator to architect. The future belongs to creators who think like architects. Architects think in systems. They ask, what is the entry point? What is the next step? Where does this audience live outside of social? How do I build something that lasts longer than trends? They think in seasons, not posts. They think in assets, not impressions. They build ecosystems. Your podcast can become curriculum. Your newsletter can become a book. Your community can become a movement. Your directory can become an economic engine, but only if you design it intentionally. Closing challenge. So here's the question I want you to sit with. If the platform you use most disappeared tomorrow, what would remain? Would you still have an audience you can reach, a product you can sell, a community that believes in you, a system that generates revenue? Or would you be starting over? The good news is this. You don't need a massive following to start building an ecosystem. You need consistency, you need clarity, you need structure. The algorithm may amplify you, but systems will sustain you. And if you're serious about building something that lasts, it's time to stop just posting and start architecting. In the next couple of episodes, we're going to break down how to do exactly that. And we'll also have our content available in our passport. So if you want to check that out, go to vegansexplore.com/passport to see what's the right path for you. And we'll see you inside of the clubhouse. I'm Sean Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and we are a daily podcast. So as always, we'll see you tomorrow.